I like the feel of a cat's head, the fur close to the bone. I like the feel of a cat's skull, the shape of it. It is soothing to stroke a cat on the broad, flat forehead, feeling the sculpted surfaces under the fur. The tip of a cat's ears are cool. My fingers run through the fur of cats. I have one lover and one cat. I call my cat Henry after O. Henry and Henry James. My lover is named Jonathan Henry, after his grandfather. Sometimes I call him Henry because it is so much simpler than trying to say Jonathan. And sometimes I call him John. Henry, my cat, rejects me all the time. Come to me, baby. Come to me, lover, I say. He walks away, tail twitching high. I can see his lightly furred two-tone balls when he walks away. I think they are so precious. Cat balls are so cute. Henry knows I love him. That is why he can scratch me and make me bleed. That is why he rejects me so much. Cats are like that sometimes. John, my lover, the other Henry, is very patient all the time. Sometimes I wonder what he is thinking. He is always so terribly tactful. He is strong, but not heavily muscled. Some would call him a prize catch. He is a promising medical student. But I would prefer not to look at him that way. Maybe I love Jonathan Henry. He never rejects me. Some people are like that. During the afternoon, after work, I play with Henry, my cat. I rub him and stroke his head, his beautiful head. I tickle his stomach and admire his cute cat balls. I carry him around the house, checking the windows. I secure the latches of the screens in the kitchen and the bathroom. I do not want Henry to leave me. I do not want him to be hit by a car. At night, Henry, my lover, comes. In the dark, we play out our passions. We become sticky with sweat and fall asleep with the covers off our bodies. Sometimes I feel that Henry, my cat, is watching us, and I feel embarrassed and somehow wanton. When I make love with Henry the man, I have to close my eyes to enjoy it. I am afraid that if I open them, I will see Henry, my cat, staring at us. His eyes glowing in the dark. It is a morning like other mornings. As usual, Henry, my lover, is ignoring Henry, my cat. Henry, my lover, sits on the couch reading the morning paper. Henry, my cat, is sitting in the other corner staring at Henry, my lover. They are so ridiculous looking, that pair of Henrys, especially Henry, my cat. He looks positively furious, twitching his tail at Henry, my lover, like that. Softly, I say, teasing, Henry. Henry, my lover, looks at me and says, Why do you talk to your dumb cat like that? It's abnormal and unhealthy. Stupid cat. He's not usually so touchy. Henry, my lover, has never stroked Henry, my cat's beautiful, sleek head. He does not like cats. They make him uncomfortable. Perhaps he sees Henry, my cat, staring with amber eyes at us when we make love at night. Henry, my lover, is asking me a very important question, one he has asked me several times before, one which I have never yet answered. Crystal, will you marry me? Maybe. When? I don't know. I always answer like this. It makes it sound like I do not care, but I do. When will you know? Jonathan is getting angry. I can tell. He is trying to control his anger. Why doesn't he just swear at me or something? I do not know what to tell him. How should I know when I will be sure? I do not even know if I really love him. What does it mean to love? I don't know when I will know. A pause. Jonathan looks at me with a suffering face. Do you love me? He asks. Yes, I lie. I cannot stand that hurt look in his eyes. I wish he would talk about something else. What more is there? It's not that simple, I say. Why? I pause, feeling the panic in my stomach spread. Sometimes Jonathan makes me feel cornered. He's always demanding that I explain myself to him. I don't know you, I say. I feel miserable. I wonder what put these particular words into my mouth. I wish that Henry, my cat, was here so that I would have something to do with my hands and something to look at besides Henry, my lover's face, and my feet. I say things that I know will provoke Jonathan. I say things that will hurt him. Is it because these things are true? I say again, I don't really know you. He laughs a short, bitter laugh. It is a hard, unpleasant sound. Softly, he says, you don't know me. He is incredulous. I am sorry I said that. Now it is his turn to hurt me. You say you love me when you don't even know me. You sleep with me without knowing me. Come now, surely you can marry me too without knowing me. I cannot stand his sarcastic tone of voice. No, I say, no, you don't understand. I don't think I'll ever understand you, Crystal. I start to cry. I want to scream at Jonathan. How does he know he loves me? But I am afraid that he will say that he really does not love me. Jonathan holds me gently in his arms. I think I love you, Crystal, but if you don't love me, I'm just wasting my time. His voice trails off and he sounds so sad and tired. I wish things were nice and perfect. I wish I could say yes and make things simple. Sometimes I wish Jonathan would leave me alone. Sometimes I wish I never got to know him this way. Henry, my lover, has left me. I do not like to think about the reasons why he left. I suppose I have driven him to it. Ever since he first started coming at night, in the dark, I have been slowly pushing him away. I was not really aware of what I was doing. Maybe I was just fooling myself into thinking that despite all the trying things about me, Jonathan would still wait for me to make up my mind. Now he is gone. There was no big quarrel at the end. He was so damn tactful and nice about saying that things had gotten to the point where he did not enjoy being with me. I never meant to irritate him. He told me he thought we should get to know other people who might be more suited to us. He said it would be better for me. I did not cry until he walked out the door. His last words were so trite, I would laugh if it did not hurt so much. We can still be friends, he said before he left. Standard farewell lines. I'll be seeing you, he said, as if nothing at all had ever happened. I never want to see him again. Do I love him? I talk with Henry, my cat. I caress his head and tell him silly things. Oh, Henry, 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 you'll never leave me, will you? He meows at me. I meow back at him and laugh. I spend the night watching television with Henry on my lap. Nothing I watch makes much of an impression on me. I talk to Henry while the television goes on. I predict the eventual outcomes of each situation comedy and each serial. I laugh at the commercials. I tell Henry, my cat, what a lady killer he is. I tell him what a handsome, handsome tiger he is. I get tired of the television. I take Henry, my cat, with me to my bedroom. I want to lie down. I find one of Jonathan's socks on the floor by my bed. I start crying. I miss his dark shape and his breathing by my pillow. Henry, my cat, just looks at me. He purrs and rubs his head against my hand. What would I do without him? Instead of going to sleep, I play some more with Henry, my cat. I cannot sleep. I run through the silent rooms, breaking the stillness with my running feet while Henry, my cat, chases me. Laughing, I run over the chairs and table in the living room and the dining room. I leap on the kitchen counters. I laugh as I cavort all over the house with Henry, my cat, at my heels. It is 3 o'clock in the morning as the sound of my laughter fades. The house becomes very quiet. I pick up Henry, my cat, and cradle him like a baby. I think I miss Henry, my lover. Suddenly, I feel very lonely. I think I hear noises in the parlor. I go cautiously with Henry, my cat, to check. It is only the curtain billowing with the breeze and scraping against the lampshade. 3 days later, I come home to an empty house after shopping. Henry, my cat, is gone. I do not know how he could have left. I am always very careful to secure all the windows before I go out. I open all the cupboards and all the closets. I call for Henry. I run around the house calling for Henry. I wail for Henry, Henry! I run around the block calling for him. I walk back to my place, telling myself that Henry is all right and he will come back. That night, I wait for Henry, my cat. I try not to think about cars and catnappers. I try not to think of how empty the house is. I do not want my Henry to be squashed to death beneath the wheels of some car. I do not want him to be dissected in some biology class. I do not want him to end up as a part of some woman's fur coat. I have kept him so carefully, and now he is gone. He has left me, and I am alone. I hear cats crying nearby. Henry? I run outside and start calling again for Henry, my cat. I see the cats, but Henry, my cat, is not with them. I go back inside the house, listening for Henry. There is a faint rustling noise outside. Henry? Henry? But it is only the wind blowing the leaves in the trees. Who would think the night could be filled with such sounds? I hear all the leaves that move with each passing night breeze. I can hear the crickets that are rubbing their wings together and vibrating their dry little bodies. I fall asleep waiting for Henry. I have a dream. I dream of a black panther who comes near my bed, who comes with the night. His fur ripples over his big panther bones. He glistens in the dark. I am afraid of him. I touch his head. It is smooth. I lose my fear of him in his beautiful head. His fur is thick and seems to perpetually flow over his skull. His eyes are brown, like the eyes of Henry, my lover. But this is not Henry, my lover. This is a strong panther. He stands by my bed as I stroke his perfect head. His ears are rounded at their cool tips. The fur on his body is also cool. It makes me think of mountain springs and of dew on grass. He is so still. He stands patiently while I run my fingers through his rich black fur. Henry, my cat, walks into the room. He is light and glistening. He is so small next to this panther. He is so tiny, the panther could probably kill him by simply stepping on him. The panther and Henry, my cat, start stalking each other. I do not know whether this is a game or not. I watch them gliding in their circles. I watch their immobile cat faces as they slide their soft paws over the smooth vinyl floor. It seems that they will forever glide and slither in their circles on their padded feet. I remember that their velvet feet hide claws. The panther raises one paw. He raises it like a club. I think that he is going to club Henry, my cat, senseless. He will beat Henry, my cat, to death. I see the claws coming out of hiding. They gleam and flash. Cats are very clean. I see now that the panther is going to take the life out of Henry, my cat, with one clean, neat swipe of his claws. I want to save Henry, my cat. I cannot move or scream. I am helpless as the panther's paw begins its descent toward Henry, my cat. I cannot even close my eyes. Suddenly, I see that it is the panther who is the victim after all. Henry, my cat, is under the panther. His tiny claws are moving upward in an arc. He's going to scratch the belly of the panther. I'm afraid that I will have to see the panther's guts spill out. I am afraid that the pink guts will fall on Henry, my cat, and suffocate him. The big panther will fall on Henry, my cat, and crush him. I do not want Henry, my cat, to die. I do not want the panther to die. I want to save them. Henry, my cat's claws flash like little mirrors as they continue upward. The panther's claws look like curved jewels, gleaming with the light of 100 suns and stars as they continue downward. I want everything to stop now. I want everything to start over again and end differently. I want everything to stop. Stop! Stop! When I wake, I hear myself saying, Henry, Henry, Henry. I reach for Henry, my lover, but he is not here. I want his arms around me. I want him. Why did I lie to him? I told him that I did not love him. Maybe I did not lie to him after all. Maybe I really do not love him. I do not know. Henry, Henry. Maybe I mean Henry, my cat. I miss Henry, my cat. Where did Henry, my cat, go? How did he go? Henry, my cat, if you will come back, I will feed you good tuna every day. I will let you play outside more often. Henry, Henry, my lover, if you come back, I will even marry you. I will love you. I will be a good wife. And I will always call you Jonathan instead of Henry. Please come back. The next morning, over a solitary cup of coffee, I consider an ad I could put in the classified section of the newspaper. Lost. One cat and one lover. Call. People would only snicker. I would be plagued by obscene phone calls all hours of the night and day. Besides, neither Jonathan nor Henry, my cat, ever reads the classified ads. I rip the ad into little flakes of paper. I wait for Henry.